Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Syndication. I'm sorry, the Tax Math Show. Syndication Math is tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here on KSEB as well. And for all you folks that may be attending a real estate workshop in my building that I office in at 11,200 West Timer today, you might especially want to tune in tomorrow if you hear this after you get out of class today, and we will be talking syndication math. I believe we're going to have a guest tomorrow that's actually undertaking syndications at the moment, or a syndication, and I want to encourage you to broaden your education with some reality training in spite of what you may be hearing today. And, you know, we want to show you that in today's online environment, there's no reason to buy your airplane ticket at a travel agent, nor is there a reason to join the old school membership-based, expensive membership-based investor slash mentor platforms. And for those of you that have the extra 20 grand sitting around, that's great. You'll still need folks like us to help you decipher sophisticated, complicated documents, and you will learn through a rough experience, if you don't, that not every deal is a winner, and many of the ones that are not winners are detectable on the front end if you understand how to decipher the documents that are used, the projections, the MFQAs, which is multi-family quick analysis, the assumptions that are used, and et cetera. So, you know, we encourage you to get whatever education you can. It's just if you don't have the extra bucks, consider options that we have available. We will help you get your sophisticated investor status without dropping the significant, again, $20,000 type membership fees. But more on that tomorrow morning if you want to join us. As you know, if you've listened to this show before, we start off with the question of when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money, or in the case of most of our clients that have retirement funds, how to create significantly more wealth over the rest of your life by using real estate. And we are planners. Most CPAs are reporters that simply focus on what happened last year. And we do have reporters available. Be happy to work with you on making sure that you're reporting supports your tax strategies. There is a, you know, some connective tissue there, and we will do our best to make sure that you're turning left or turning right or moving straight ahead as circumstances may merit. And if you undertake optimal tax planning, especially when it comes to your retirement funds, will actually help you achieve twice the financial freedom that assorted self-made millionaires claim can be achieved with real estate. We agree. It you know, absolutely is the best vehicle, specifically real estate private partnership syndications, which those of you that are at the workshop will be learning about tomorrow. You'll hear a lot of I'm going to call it innuendo today, or you've heard a lot of innuendo today. You know, there's a lot of leaking. It's like the fake media. They're leaking some concepts today that will be discussed tomorrow, and I suspect you'll be very interested in this particular asset space, as you should be. However, I'm going to correct one thing that you probably heard 18 times today. And in fact, I just heard it on a radio show in front of mine by the same organization where the to the couple that was being interviewed, they slipped up a bit. They said it was about the money. It's all about the money is what they claimed. It's the numbers. And I agree. I will suggest to you that when somebody tells you it's not the money, rather it's the lifestyle, that means they already have theirs. And they you know, aren't worried about the money. And when I hear folks like Grant Cardone talk about, you know, similar concepts on, you know, I don't know, 8,000 videos out on YouTube. I'm going to suggest to you, Grant Cardone is a master at using your money to make his money. So I guess it all depends on the angle, the perspective, et cetera. But we want to show you just in a vacuum where it's just you looking at your metrics, your facts and circumstances, how to optimize the future with the Internal Revenue Code as you execute your investments. You know, for most of the folks that will come to us have already gotten there on knowing that real estate's the best way. If you haven't, if you're still trying to understand how do we make money with rental real estate, particularly the real estate private placement syndication space, that's what we do. That's almost exclusively what we do. But, you know, there are some other adjunct tax strategies that will help sweeten the results. Note that the primary purpose of this show is to provide you with introductory information regarding assorted concepts that are found at my BAPlanner.com website. Again, that's BEAPLANNER. And we'll go through a few things that are out there as we go through the show. But I guess I want to point out that as I was just listening to the show before this one, I heard once again at the end, I believe this is also mentioned at the beginning, that the information I had just been listening to was for my entertainment and entertainment purposes only. And I'm going to suggest to you that the concepts you're going to learn about at my website and on this radio program and on Sunday's radio program, 7 a.m., Syndication Math, I hope you find the conversation somewhat entertaining, but I'm going to tell you these concepts will change your financial life, your retirement life, et cetera. And so entertaining, again, maybe a little bit, but entertainment, no, this isn't entertainment. This is, think of it as tax investment optimization when it comes to real estate investments. And if you'll learn about these concepts, if you will consult, please consult, always consult, whether you heard a strategy on this show or anyone else's show, or you read about it in a book or on a website, don't even think about trying to deploy that strategy without first consulting your own professional advisors to determine whether the information's current, relevant, and applies to your specific facts and circumstances. Hopefully, your current investment advisors understand not just real estate. I, there's a lot of groups, a lot of mentor platforms you can join that understand real estate. However, they seemingly know very little about how to best deploy your retirement funds, which is most Americans' material component of their net worth. Lastly, neither BAPlanner.com, Nathan Ross CPA, or NP Ross CPAs becomes your tax, legal, real estate, or other professional advisor just because you listen to the show today, access one of our websites, or send an email, etc. And if you would like to get a question in today here on the air, you can call me at 281-558-5738 or text me at 713-581-0195. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter. A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at beaplanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. Sorry for that little blip. I dropped off for a minute from halfway around the world. It's pretty interesting that it works most of the time, but occasionally we have a slip. As we were leaving to go to the break, I was beginning to talk about some of the planning that can affect your, significantly can affect your future, your retirement savings, or even your current cash flow, depending on what your needs are. And, of course, in most Americans' case, it involves being able to utilize the biggest component of your overall net worth, or your family's net worth, which are retirement funds, whether it's an IRA, whether it's a 401k, whether it's a 403b, a 457, a SEP, you just go down the list. That retirement account is typically, in large measure, your family's net worth. And I want to point out to you one of the signature strategies we utilize for those that qualify is the self-directed 401 trust, which that's the code, Internal Revenue Code's description, a marketing term that you may have heard of that many IRA custodians use is Solo K. And at base, what we're utilizing is the Solo K type of account. So, you know, if you're familiar with Solo K, you're probably somewhat familiar with what we do. It's just the documents that we use, the prototype documents, are fully featured and include items that are not necessarily included in most IRA custodial documents. And without getting into the minutiae, I'll just suggest to you, before you undertake a custodial arrangement, you know, check with us if you want to understand what you need to make sure is included so that you'll be able to execute seamlessly some of the strategies that we prefer over your go-forward plan. But anyway, on our website, baplanner.com, I've got, for those of you that are looking to use retirement funds, I show you the three options under the Internal Revenue Tax Code that will allow you to take control of your current retirement funds to invest in real estate. So we take control, we invest in real estate so that we can do what Marvin Zindler used to sign off with every Friday night, which is do whatever makes you happy. And if you do it right and you deploy your funds into the preferred transactions, which again, that's the, you know, the $50,000 or $100,000 question, in most cases, you will achieve financial freedom twice, to the extent that you would otherwise, simply because of the tax optimization that's involved. But if you look at the Three ways there on my website. And the reason I want to get into this is because I want to talk about something that's all over the news as of late, which is the IRA or 401k pre-tax conversion over to a Roth account. And some of you work for larger companies or companies that have already implemented the Roth 401 side of the account. Think of it as a duplex if it were a piece of real estate. Actually, you can think of it as a triplex because there's a third bucket that we also provide in our documents. So we've got the pre-tax, which is the one most people are aware of, the pre-tax 401 account. And then collaterally, we've got the Roth 401. And then the third option is the voluntary after-tax pool of money so that, you know, you're able to contribute more than you might otherwise be on a pre-tax basis. And that's something we use frequently with our clients. But in any event, you'll notice that when it comes to the 401, and this unfortunately doesn't apply quite as optimally for an IRA, there's still some benefit to using your IRA. But as you'll see here on the summary that I provide, if you do a rollover IRA, you pay an extra round of tax, or the IRA actually writes the check for the UBIT or UDFI tax, which we show as being the, quote, leverage tax, end quote, that applies to any annual gains or income from that investment. And for those of you that have money already in IRAs that may be invested in private syndication type real estate investments that have debt, which is everyone you'll ever do if you pay attention to your training. And so that exposes the IRA to a significant tax over its life, assuming the investment is successful and makes money. And so, and of course, when you calculate that tax that your IRA pays, unlike what many, I've even heard, I don't know, repeatedly heard tax lawyers and CPAs say that you don't get the benefit of deductions when you use your retirement money, and that couldn't be further from the truth. You absolutely do get the benefit of those deductions, the same deductions you would get if you purchased a property outside your IRA when you calculate the UDFI or unrelated debt financed income, i.e. leverage tax, that'll be due each year. There's income, and you actually get the same carry forwards, passive loss carry forwards, that you would personally. So I know that's probably a little bit more detail than you want, but I'm just suggesting to you, don't be tempted. And I don't care how loud you hear it and how many times over the course of a workshop or a seminar, webinar, that you should just rip the Band-Aid off and pay your taxes today, because you're going to make so much money as you gain financial freedom. You're going to tell the man, you know, that you're in control. And I'm just suggesting to you, doesn't have to be that way. You can be twice in control if you'll hang on to the 30 to 40, maybe even 50% for those of you listening in California. And all of that money, you may think, well, gee, Nathan, you know, it's only $95,000 on a $350,000 401, which you can see right on my baplanner.com site. There's an illustration at the bottom that shows you that over the next 30 years, you will be giving away over $24 million. And I know that sounds hokey. I'm just suggesting to you, get your $4 Walmart calculator out, multiply the $95,000 in tax that you will send to the IRS, and instead, let's invest it like self-made millionaires tell you to in real estate, whether it's Grant Cardone or assorted of the local mentor crowd. If you invest it in real estate and you achieve the results that they otherwise claim you can, and I'm in agreement on those results, it's just not every deal or every transaction that you'll participate in. I'm going to suggest to you, and in fact, I use their assumption set when I calculate that $24 million. And again, you can take the tax, $95,000 is shown approximately on that illustration. multiply it by 1.2, 20% being the midpoint of what I hear many people that deal with this asset space, including myself, indicate are achievable. Achievable means, and if the funds are deployed in the right investments, again, all we have is pro forma data at the outset, but we're trying to sift between the stack, looking at assorted variables that are included in the deal doc stack, I'll call it, to try to ramp the odds up that you're going to achieve between 10 and 30%. And if you hit the midpoint, that's why I use 1.2 on our projections. So if you take 95,000, multiply it by 1.2, by 1.2, by 1.2, go out 30 years, look at your calculator, and you'll understand how much money you're giving away on day one if you proceed with that very flawed tax advice. And I'll also tell you, if you want to pay tax, we can accommodate you. But we can do it in the context of the Roth conversion, where we roll the funds out of your 401 or your IRA into the self-directed 401 model, and then we convert them on an optimal basis, say over 5 to 10 years. We take a piece here, a piece there, and we convert them over to the Roth 401 side of the house. So now you really have taken the government out of your life. You've drawn a line in the sand and said, hey, this is how much my tax is on the money that I have saved. Because the problem is, you may think you've got $1 million or 300,000 or whatever the number is in your 401, and I'm here to tell you, you don't have it until it's outside the 401 and in your bank account. And unfortunately, you're going to realize there's a big chunk that's missing once it gets out there. And the other unfortunate thing is that you don't know what that rate's going to be even a year from now, much less 10 years from now. And the way the deficits are tracking, you won't have near as much as you might today. The tax brackets are on sale. And that's why I want to talk about the Roth conversion when we come back from the second break. But in any event, the ability to roll your money over, either pay some tax or not pay some tax, but in any event, control your money, decide who, when, where, and how much you're going to invest in, or pay yourself. I heard again today on the show just before ours that you don't pay yourself with your 401. And I'm here to tell you, my friends, that there's absolutely the ability to pay yourself once you take control of your money. Of course, you're going to pay the tax, and if you're under 59 and a half, you'll pay the applicable penalty, but you're only going to pay it on the small piece that you need in the current year if you decide to take money out. And I would suggest to you that the optimal period to leave money into the 401 compounding is at least a 5 to 10 year window. If you're like most people, when you define what's retirement for me, is it $60,000 after tax? Is it $160,000? What's that number? We do bother to ask that, unlike those that claim they can retire you in 2.5 or 5 years. I'll just tell you mathematically, unless you've got at least $1 million and you can live on $60,000 or so, I can show you the math. You will not be retiring in 2.5 years or even 5 years unless, again, you've got that level of money to start with, at least $1 million, and you get it into the right transactions, or you're one of the lead partners in the syndication transaction where you're getting a significant promote, which is an override, over the next 2, 3, 4 years. Then, yes, you may be able to, quote, retire in that time frame. It's just that those folks are usually the ones that don't retire because they enjoy real estate. They don't think of it as work, and that's an awesome place to be in for folks that don't mind getting out of bed in the morning to go run, you know, some Class C type apartments, which is not a bad thing. It's just, you know, the older we get, you tend to have other things you might want to do in life, and unfortunately there's some time involvement there. In any event, I hear the music for the second break. We'll be back in a few minutes with the Be A Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday, 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross on AM 700 KSEV. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be A Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
So reach down, reach out and lead me.
Welcome back to the Be A Planner Tax Man Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And just before the break, we were looking at the BeAPlanner.com website, which I know those of you that are driving can't do. But essentially, I was explaining that there's basically three options. If you've got retirement funds, there are three options that you could elect to execute under the code to control your money, invest in real estate, and do whatever makes you happy. First one is you can rip the Band-Aid off and pay the tax now. That's no fun. Ordinary tax rates are going to apply, federal, state, local, depending on where you live. And going forward, and this is critical that you understand this, you have done nothing towards freeing yourself from the government's control over your tax that's due off of your real estate investments. In fact, you've enhanced or accentuated the tax that's going to be due. You've got significant passive activity loss limitation rules. And by the way, for those of you that don't understand what you heard at today's workshop, you know, when you're a real estate investor in rental real estate, you are limited to the amount of write-offs that you can claim from that activity. And I know you hear about all these wonderful, you know, cost segregation rules and bonus depreciation, et cetera, et cetera. Real estate professional, you know, I could go down the list. And while those rules apply to everybody, they apply differently. And if you don't understand how they might or might not apply to you, you're going to be in for a rude awakening, as are routinely each year around March. I'm going to get phone calls from members of the assorted investor mentor platforms, the ones that talk loud on the radio, the ones that talk about never paying taxes. And it's going to be from someone that invested in a private partnership dealing with apartments, and they're going to have gotten a K-1, and they're wanting to find out, you know, how they handle, you know, reporting that to be able to offset the tax from their liquidated 401 or IRA. And I'm here to tell you that when you invest in a real estate private syndication, which, by the way, if you're working with us, we're going to tell you on the front end all of this. We don't sell memberships. In fact, we're going to give you our training for free, at least the initial basic training, to help you achieve the sophisticated investor status that you'll need to invest. And sophisticated should have quotes around it, non-accredited status that will allow you to invest in these transactions. We'll be offering that here very near term. You don't need to spend $20,000. We'll get you to the same point that the training of assorted mentor platforms are designed to accomplish. And you know, there's a lot of rhetoric around the membership programs of these platforms. They have to do something to justify the fee. But I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, for most people, I'm going to say 98-99% of everybody that joins these platforms, the goal is to be able to invest in REPs, real estate private partnership syndications, what I call REPs. And again, I could spend about 30 minutes with you and give you from start to finish the only content that matters. And for those of you that are not accredited, meaning you don't have over $1 million in net worth, not counting your home or the equity in your home, or you're not making $200,000 a year if you're single, or you're not making $300,000 a year and have done so, by the way, for 3 years in a row, then you're not accredited. That doesn't mean you can't invest. It means you've got a different set of rules, and you have to have enough education and understand what a REP is, a real estate private partnership syndication, so that you can qualify to invest. We will help you go through that training. We'll provide it free of charge up to a certain point. I mean, there are some special topics we'll talk about that would be paid, but the basic qualification, unlike every one of the mentor platforms that I'm familiar with, especially the local ones, you won't be $20,000 lighter in the wallet. We'll help you do that. But in any event, I was talking about the sad phone calls that I get where people say, well, gee, you know, we ripped the Band-Aid off, or we liquidated $500,000 of our retirement money, and now we've got all these K-1s. You know, and by the way, we invested, and a lot of people invested in these transactions, and we own 0.08 of 1%, or 0.008 or 0.8, doesn't matter. It's less than 1%. And the bottom line is you do not get to claim those deductions under most facts and circumstances. You might be able to if you're already a real estate professional and this is critical, and you're involved in the day-to-day management operation, etc., of that partnership, which you will not be. That is not the normal structure. So, you know, when you've just ripped the Band-Aid off $500,000 and you owe maybe, $175,000 to $200,000 in taxes, you may find that news to be just a little bit disconcerting. And so I want to tell it to you today before you join, before you invest in the private partnership, so that you understand it is not a short-term tax play or tax strategy like you're hearing. And again, you may have heard that part, and of course you quit listening after you heard about all the write-offs you're going to get. You didn't hear the part about, well, of course you need to check with your own accountant and make sure that you qualify. And I'm just telling you, you won't qualify initially to claim those deductions. It won't be until you get down the road and you exit those transactions, meaning they're sold, then the loss carry forwards from prior years will be attainable. So it's not like you lose the deductibility, it's timing, it's deferral. And until you have other gains and losses from passive real estate, you will not be able to use those, except, again, in the narrow niche of someone that qualifies as a real estate professional, which is a whole nother show. We'll do one. Happy to help educate. And actually, that is a topic we'll cover in our free training as well. So anyway, that first option is rip the Band-Aid off, pay your taxes, and invest the balance. And then you're going to be taxable every year that taxable income is reported. You hope it's every year. It's usually not. It's usually when you get to the exit round. And I know that you hear a lot about tax-free exchanges, 1031 exchanges. Again, that applies to such a small percentage of the folks that join these platforms, the run-of-the-mill, midstream, middle-of-the-road passive real estate investor is never going to see a 1031 transaction in their life. And it's not because it's probably going to be done away with at some point in the future, at least if the current progressive majority, slim as it may be, stays in Congress. So the second option is we can defer the tax now with the 401 trust, or we can elect to convert to a Roth to achieve tax-free forever status. Interesting option for those of you that have decided you want to pay your tax now, or for those of you that more correctly ascertain that it would be great over the next 5 to 10 years to piecemeal a Roth conversion so that we keep your tax bracket down to, you know, a 22 to 24, maybe 32% if you're making a significant amount of money now with your whatever your income streams are, presumably a W-2 job or self-employment. And, you know, if you're making $1 million a year, well, then, you know, you won't squawk at paying an extra 32 or even maybe 35%, because the choice here in a few years, say 2029 to 2030 time frame, when the country's run out of the rest of what remains, what little remains of the discretionary budget funds, the tax rate math is mandatory. The rates have to go up if they're not dealt with sooner. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult to sell the country's debt when there's no assurance the investor will get paid. So that's the second option. Third option is rolling over to the IRA, which, as I mentioned, a lot of people do it. They don't bother to read the fine print on the IRA application forms or on the custodial website pages. But if you look at the asterisk and you read the fine print, you will see that you are agreeing to provide information to allow the Form 990T to be filed, which reports the UDFI, the leverage tax that I mentioned. And the IRA is going to write a handsome check, could go up as high as 40% at the 11,000, or I'm sorry, at the current year, I believe it's $13,500 mark, or maybe $13,050. I don't recall right offhand, but it's only $13,000. And, you know, that can be hit very easily in the year of exit. It might not be achieved in the interim years because, again, you're getting the benefit of certain deductions. But it's a punitive tax that very significantly dilutes the value of your investment. And so we choose to avoid that because with the 401 trust, there is no UDFI tax. We are exempt. It's the only vehicle under the tax code exempt from that round of tax. And so it has significant appeal because that's about 30 to 40% extra capital that you have to move into the next investment, unless you choose to take it out. But most of my clients have a 5 to 10 year horizon for retirement, and they're compounding every dollar they can get within that 401 trust. And so can you double your money? To answer the question I heard on the air just before this show, when's the last time your IRA or 401 was able to double your money? That's every 4 year occurrence in our world because we know how to structure these transactions. And we achieve the same 5 ways of making money as you do outside the IRA or 401, or specifically the 401, I guess. The IRA is moderately better than just ripping the Band-Aid off, but again, you've got 2 layers of tax. So we can achieve cash flow. We can achieve equity capture. We can achieve market appreciation. We can achieve principal pay down. And you talk about tax advantages, how about not paying tax on the rollover or penalty? That is huge. That will outstrip any rip the Band-Aid off approach or pay tax now so then your investments are taxable forever that you could possibly undertake. And so in any event, that's your 3 options. And, you know, I can tell you, if you qualify, and again, we'll talk about qualification if you connect with us, it's not as hard as you might think or what you've been told. I know assorted of the tax the real estate mentors out there seem to have it in their head that it's very difficult for normal people to qualify. I would ascertain, or I would tell you, that in the day of the gig economy, it's easier than it's ever been to qualify to participate in this wealth building tax tool. And so don't be put off by that, and we can help you assess the benefit. In any event, the end of the third segment's coming up, so when we get back, we'll dig into dotting the I's, crossing the T's on Roth conversions. We'll be back in a few minutes with the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross.
The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV. Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
To the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And before we get started on some of the details with Roth conversions, I wanted to mention that when we work with the client, we're going way past the initial structure, the strategy generally overall. And when you get into optimizing Roth rollovers, helping our clients execute what we refer to, and others, if you want to Google this term, is the mega, M-E-G-A, backdoor Roth, whether that's money market accounts or whether it's with private syndications. Of course, there's a big difference in the cost, the tax cost of waiting until you've got your money over into private company investments versus stock market investments or money market accounts. And we'll mention a little bit more about that here in a few minutes. But, the concept of optimizing for Roth and the concept, if you're an attorney, accountant, teacher, tutor, I was going to mention, realtor, consultant, you go down the list, if you're self-employed, and you have no employees or yourself and your spouse, the ability to put away as much as $67,500 for 2022 is huge. And then further, understanding the best way of, quote, putting the money away means you understand the tax issues involved with utilizing, again, the largest component of most families' net worth, and we will help you achieve twice the financial freedom that you hear about. So in any event, what I wanted to mention now is how we approach the Roth conversion, and some of this will apply tangentially to the current plan you're in at the, let's call it the big company level, although there are some limitations just because you've got a bunch of other participants in the plan. You've got some average tests that have to be met with the solo K or the what I call the 401 trust, self-directed 401 trust. It is not necessary to worry about losing the vote on how we're going to administer the plan. You're the administrator. You're the trustee. You're the only participant. Guess who wins all the votes? Okay, you should be batting 1,000 on that issue. But in any event, we make certain that there is a Roth conversion provision provided in the plan that you execute. There are not in some plans that are available through the custodial arrangement. And by the way, when I refer to custodial arrangements, I'm referring to IRA custodians. If we're talking about the top tier Schwab, Fidelity, et cetera, which you won't be when it comes to executing the self-directed model. It'll be a tier that actually allows you to do alternative investments where you don't have to buy the investments in the stock market, because after all, that's how we make above average rates of return. But in any event, you want to make sure that you can even do a Roth conversion. If you can't, let me know. I've got a list of custodians. If you're dealing in that world, I can refer you to. That said, with the 401 trust, there is no requirement to have a custodian. And think about that for a minute, because I know there's a lot of you folks that have already set up solo Ks, and you thought, well, nobody told me, or the IRA custodian that I had my IRA at that it was going to roll over, they didn't say anything about that. And so I'm sure it is a surprise that you can eliminate the middleman, just like with real estate private partnership syndications. We can eliminate the travel agent now when it comes to investing. And so it gives you a level of convenience in terms of you directing the investments that it's harder. It's possible, but it's harder to achieve with the IRA. And, of course, the IRA is going to pay the dreaded UDFI tax in any event, whereas the 401 will not. But in any event, the process of going through a Roth conversion is absolutely something you'll want to work with your CPA and or custodian, if there is a custodian involved, and you want to make sure that you understand the metrics behind doing a Roth conversion. And I guess for those of you that just at the very basic level you want to consider is, why should you convert? And, of course, I think we've already discussed the major overriding reason, which is to avoid tax on your go forward. You want to make money for the rest of your life out of your investments, whether it's stock market investments or whether it's private real estate partnerships. And the way to get there is by converting over to Roth. And then the funds that are in the Roth 401, if it's a 401 vehicle, all the profits off of that will come to you over the future tax free. Truly tax-free. It's not like ripping the Band-Aid off approach, where not only do you pay a big wad of tax today, you got a date with the IRS every year you exit a transaction and you leak 25% to 30% typically on the taxability, because the recapture tax still applies, and then you finally get to the capital gains level. But bottom line is, you leak 25% to 30% of your capital every time you're in a partnership that sells an asset. So typically, most folks, if you were doing this outside the context of real estate private partnerships, you would ask questions, or you would want to understand how age relates to the Roth conversion. And I know over the 36 years that I've been operating as a CPA, I've had assorted clients ask, should I convert? And my rule of thumb used to be, if you're over the age of 50, 55, you probably shouldn't, because there wasn't enough time to recoup the tax that you're going to pay. But two things have changed. One is the ability that when you invest in these real estate private partnership syndications, 2 + 2 no longer equals 4. 2 + 2 equals 8 or some number higher than 4, because the benefit that you get out of leveraging your gains. And then secondly, and this doesn't get near as much focus as it should when you join your mentor programs and platforms and membership membership fee-laden options, is the concept of longevity. And for those of you that aren't aware, the IRS just updated their life expectancy tables recently. Males are 85 to 86 years old now in terms of what the IRS says you'll achieve. Females are 87, 88. So longevity and tax rate risk are the two big reasons why we're doing this. But bottom line is, once you've decided you're going to convert to Roth, The issue of valuation becomes very important. And by the way, when you're invested in private company transactions, a dollar invested does not equal a dollar of value. It's far less than that. And without going into the details, because they're specific to each transaction, let's just say you're going to pay a lot less tax on the conversion if your funds are in private real estate partnerships than if they're sitting in a money market at Schwab or Vanguard, et cetera. So in any event, valuation. Second thing is you've got to pay the tax simultaneously with the conversion. And I see folks that they say, well, yeah, I want to do the Roth conversion. They go do it, kind of a DIY approach. And next thing you know, they've gotten past the deadline for funding the taxes due. So very important that we dot those two I's and cross those two T's. And then there are a few other details as to when you can access your funds. There's a 5-year, 59 and a half, rules, 5 years, the account has to be established, 59 and a half has to be reached before you'll be able to pull out the earnings that accrue on those funds. But the principal amount you can take out much sooner. And then you got to consider how you're going to pay the tax. And I'm going to suggest to you, you want to pay the tax from outside the retirement funds. Otherwise, you're cannibalizing part of your retirement funds. And so it's best if you have the cash on hand that's already earmarked for taxes. And that will absolutely optimize your conversion, especially if we stretch out that conversion over several years so that the tax doesn't all come due at once and it's at lower rates. But in any event, there's other considerations, estate tax planning-wise, et cetera. We'll discuss, I guess, on a future show since I hear the music. We're coming up to the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Join us in the morning, 7 a.m., right here on AM 700, and we'll be talking syndication math. Look forward to chatting with you again.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV.